on 103.5 MHz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico. First, the world news. Police have foiled an attempted bomb attack on the Sri Lankan president by separatist Tamil guerrillas. A defense ministry spokesman said two men had been arrested while assembling timing devices on two bombs. The men told police the bombs were to be planted near the office of President Jumias Jayawardene and timed to go off at the time he normally arrived. They said they belonged to none of several Tamil guerrilla groups fighting to set up a separate Tamil state in the north and east of the island. Iraq said today that its ground forces beat back an Iranian offensive in the southern sector of the war front, killing hundreds of enemy soldiers. The official Iraqi news agency said the Iranians launched their abortive onslaught in the Tib zone of the 730-mile front line. The attack was completely crushed, with hundreds of enemy soldiers killed and scores captured, according to the Iraqis. New Zealand police said today the double explosion that sank the Greenpeace vessel Rainbow Warrior was caused by a bomb. An examination of the hull has satisfied us that we're dealing with a case of sabotage and that an explosive device has been detonated on the outside of the hull in the area of the engine room, said Detective Superintendent Alan Galbraith, who's in charge of the investigation. He gave no indication who planted the bombs, and no one has claimed responsibility. The explosions yesterday killed a photographer on the ship. 12 other people on board escaped unhurt. Police in Israel said today, in Tripoli said today, the casualty toll of Israel's air attack on Palestinian guerrilla bases in northern Lebanon has risen to 22 killed, including 6 children and 87 wounded. The latest toll capped a night-long search by civil defense and Red Cross rescuers at the bombed refugee camps of Badawi and Nahr el-Bareb on the outskirts of this port city. Israeli Air Force jets and helicopter gunships attacked 3 bases in the 2 camps yesterday, 50 miles north of Beirut. A guerrilla headquarters was demolished and an oil pipeline set ablaze. The weather prospects for the Bay Area, cloudy and windy with outbreaks of rain. 17 degrees to high, the wind southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5, increasing to force 6 and 7, and occasionally gale force 8. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales and the Isle of Man, cloudy with a few bright intervals, light scattered showers developing, 19 degrees the high. The wind southwesterly, light to moderate, force 2 to 4, becoming fresh, increasing to force 5. The Irish News continues on Magic 103 FM. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News, next news in an hour. A second robot submarine is to join the search today for the flight data recorder from the crashed Indian jumbo jet. The first submarine has returned to the seabed after the recovery yesterday of the plane's voice recorder from a depth of 6,700 feet off the Kerry coast. The Air India investigators say they're hopeful that the data recorder will soon be found. The Minister for Industry, Mr. Bruton, has told the Dáil that the government isn't prepared to invest any more money in Irish steel unless there's an agreement on a pay freeze and a redundancy scheme. He was moving a supplementary estimate to provide £5 million for the company to the end of this year, but he said the government wasn't prepared to give it unconditional support. The Irish Farmers Association has said farmers are facing serious problems caused by companies going out of business without paying for farm produce. The IFA has published a new code of conduct calling for farmers selling livestock to be paid on the day of delivery and for those selling milk to be paid 3 days after delivery.
Magic 103, Dublin's premier station for easy listening, news and views, is delighted to announce the launch of TimeSlot, a totally new concept in radio advertising, offering a customer service never before envisaged. For further information on TimeSlot and Magic 103's complete range of advertising services, phone Frank Kinsella now on Dublin 606-422. That's 606-422. Or write to Magic 103 at 144 Upper Leeson Street, Dublin 4. Magic 103. Dublin's newest and most versatile advertising medium.
Long, sultry summer nights were just made for Joplin's Nightclub in Leeson Street. Everything is right at Joplin's. Soft music and lighting, beautiful surroundings, and of course the nicest people. Dream away the summer nights in Leeson Street's newest nightclub, Joplin's.
It's Mid-Morning Magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
Gurgle, gurgle, drink of water before you start.
Yes, yes. Drink gurgle, of coffee gurgle. Out of jam jar, literally out of jam jar this morning.
I looked at that and I thought, that's strange. What's happened? What went on?
one's mugs have all been locked away.
Ah.
I'm looking in the mirror this morning. It's probably a good thing if one's mug was locked away. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Not such a good day today, but sure, they can't all be bright and sunny, but always inside they're bright and sunny, aren't they?
That's right, with the good music we've got lined up today.
Oh, a load of rubbish, what? Today we're going to talk about computer dating. Does it really work? We talked to a lonely bachelor who joined a computer dating agency because he couldn't chat up girls. Now he's discovered he can't fill in forms either.
5:10 on Magic 103. Europe's newest easy listening station. Is a little black book. It's empty at the moment. From 1976, The Drifters, and You're More Than a Number in My Little Red Book. It's nearly 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. It's Magic 103. And last week we had Len Chip Hawkes of the Tremolos in to interview him about his experiences of the 60s and about his brand new record In the Name of Maxwell Silver. And we played you Words by the Tremolos, which I thought was the original version. And now here's the hit version from F.R. David.
Don't
Mid-Morning Magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
The music you like best is on Magic.
Back to the dance band years now. Ray Noble with his orchestra and Nasty Man. Dorothy Carlos singing in 1934 with Ray Noble and his orchestra. That's Nasty Man. And over to a man who's not nasty at all.
Thank you very much. I'm very familiar, by the way, with Ray Noble, not from from his British dance band days, but of course he went to America, where he became one of the big names in American radio.
Really?
Ray Noble and his orchestra. Yes, he had his own program, and then he used to be on, I think it was the Frank Morgan program. Frank Morgan, who played the Wizard in The Wizard of Oz, had his own program, and it was Ray Noble's orchestra. He was enormously successful in America.
A totally different orchestra, of course.
Yes.
Because the British Musicians Union at that stage wouldn't allow American musicians into London.
And they reciprocated.
That's right.
And I always remember Ray Noble, the impeccable Englishman. He was always very impressive to, you know, American, to us Americans in my youth who, you know, didn't know that much about England. Mm. The absolute picture of the impeccable Englishman.
The toff.
Yes. Right, let's look at television. Well, dedicated Tottenham Hotspur football fans of the 60s will not miss those glory, glory days on Channel 4 at 9:30 tonight. A film centered around the double-winning team of 1961. One of the characters in the film, according to the TV Guide, is called Himself, and it's played by Danny Blanchflower. Then there's an actor named John Salthouse. He plays young Danny Blanchflower in 1961, I think. The film was written by the football correspondent of The Observer, Julie Welch. I certainly won't miss the film. I won't see it, but I won't miss it. And I won't miss Dennis Norden's It'll Be All Right Late at Night either. That one I would most definitely miss if I missed it, if you understand what I mean. Dennis Norden unpacks an entirely fresh collection of outtakes rescued from cutting room floors around the world. There will be some very funny stuff. My only criticism is that since the first one, there's just the slightest suspicion that a number of the ensuing items weren't quite as accidental as they might seem. Not deliberately set up or staged by the producers of the series, but how many performers might have realized the chance for a bit of screen glory on a Norden epic with a well-timed blooper? On RTE2, Richard Clayderman has Bruce Dukoff as a guest. Clayderman, you know, this is Bruce Dukoff with Could It Be Magic? Of course it is, you silly old fool. That's Bruce Dukoff presenting a new concept, as the album sleeve says, in violin playing. His recording bridges the chasm between the world of contemporary pop music and the classical world in which Dukoff was trained. In fact, he studied at the renowned Juilliard School in New York. That particular track, of course, is based on Chopin's Prelude in C minor and originally arranged by Barry Manilow for his own particular recording of Could It Be Magic. And very nice thing, we'll have more tracks from that.
It's interesting to note that I have two singles of that in my collection. One by Irish band Roy Taylor, Karen Black in the Nevada, which is quite good.
Yeah.
Could It Be Magic? And a British band called Private Line. The BBC picked up on that one because at that time they'd got enough Barry Manilow tracks on the air as it was without playing his version.
Yeah.
So they played a version by Private Line, which is quite nice too.
Just think of all the money Fred would have gotten in royalties if he was still alive today.
Poor old Fred, yeah. Yes. And now instead of composing, he's decomposing. Oh, dear.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
There's a Tom Waits song for you now, Magic 103. Brought up to date a little bit by Bagatelle, Jersey Girl.
got no time for the corner boys down in the street making all that noise. Don't want the whores on 8th Avenue, 'cause tonight I wanna be with you. And tonight I'm gonna take that ride, cross the river to the Jersey side, and take my baby to the carnival. And I'll take you on all the rides down the shore, everything's alright. You and your baby on a Saturday night, yeah. Don't you know all my dreams come true when I'm walking down the street with you? My little angel, she gives me everything. I know someday that you'll wear my ring. So don't bother me, 'cause I got no time. I'm on my way to see that girl of mine. Nothing else matters in this whole wide world when you're in love with a Jersey girl. And I call your name. I can't sleep at night.
Magic 103. News coming up very shortly for you, but I had Mrs. Kenny on the phone. Hello to you, Mrs. Kemi, who's in Kimmage. And she tells me that the Dublin Conservative Club ladies and members and friends are all off to Wicklow on Saturday and would like a record played for them. I don't know why they should want a record played because they're going off to Wicklow on Saturday, but anyway, all right, Mrs. Kemi, would you mind sharing it with the guy I was talking to last night who said... and I quote, "Why don't you play more records by Bob Dylan?" Well, there is a reason for that. Mainly, his tracks are very, very long, long-winded, and a lot of people think he's boring. I particularly like him myself. This is one of the shorter tracks to take us to the news. Bob Dylan, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Knocking on Heaven's Door. Magic 103, it's 10:31, 29 minutes to 11 o'clock, and Bob has the latest news.
Thank you, Peter. The second black box recording flight details of the crashed Air India jumbo jet has just been recovered off the coast of County Kerry. The box was recovered by the Scarab submersible craft. Meanwhile, the voice recorder is on the Leon Thevenin and is due to be handed over to Air India officials in Cork. It will then almost certainly be transferred to Delhi for detailed examination. Britain is a major culprit in helping to breach the United Nations arms embargo against South Africa, a memorandum prepared by the anti-apartheid movement said today. The memorandum, How Britain Arms Apartheid, urges a series of measures to close loopholes which enable South Africa to continue its arms build-up. Launched at a press conference at the House of Commons in London this morning, the memorandum has been sent to Foreign Secretary Sir Geoffrey Howe. It claims Britain is a major center for clandestine operations in providing arms to South Africa, such as described in the case at Birmingham's Crown Court this week when four men were sentenced on a charge of conspiracy to smuggle military components to South Africa. The memorandum said much of this collaboration was not totally surprising because of the traditional relationship between Britain and South Africa. South Africa had developed a multi-million-pound operation to try to sabotage the UN mandatory arms embargo. This operation included the establishment of front companies importing arms through third world countries and fraudulent exports from arms dealers willing to work for high rewards. The weather prospects for the Dublin city area: cloudy and windy with outbreaks of rain, 17 degrees to high. The wind southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5 and increasing to force 6 or 7, or occasionally gale force 8.
It's Mid-Morning Magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
Magic 103.
day is set fair, a while is set near, to bring us good cheer. In winter time or summer time, or leisure time and pleasure time, the daily times and Big Ben chimes are radio times. For Christmas time, the party time, for dinner time or dancing time, the daily times and Big Ben chimes are radio times. Olden days had different ways, their pleasures then were fewer. Modern days will get my praise, our wireless ways are newer. A stirring time, a whirring time, a record time for father time. The daily times that Big Ben chimes are radio time.
Days when radio was quite new, and the BBC Dance Orchestra directed by Henry Hall. Hello, this is Henry Hall, and tonight is my bath night. The vocal by Dan Donovan from Hang On and I'll Tell You, 1934.
My gracious me, Henry Hall with his dress suit.
Mm.
I remember seeing an old there was a series recently called Television, which showed the early days of television and Henry in his dress suit.
Mm. And his National Health glasses as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's right. Okay, time for competition. And sponsored by Feulscher Crystal, and a £10 voucher toward the cost of some lovely Feulscher Crystal is the prize on offer again today. Maybe I'll stump everybody today and we can build it up to 20 tomorrow. Right, another of the range of Feulscher Crystal is Amen Glass, which is a soda glass, hand-cut, and it comes in two patterns, the Patricia and Shamrock patterns. And the patterns are featured in an extensive range of stemware and a very nice selection of giftware, ashtrays, bells, vases, tankards, etc., all with presentation packaging, which makes it ideal for gifts. And all on view at the Feulscher Crystal outlets. City Centre Prestige showrooms in the Powers Court townhouse, or if you're in Rathfarnham, take a nice ramble through Marley Grange and then visit the Marley Courtyard Craft Shop, and that's where you'll find the complete selection of Feulscher glass. Okay, here is the question today. There's nothing devious about it. It's not obscure. It's not cryptic. It's straightforward. Hard, I hope. These four men all did the same thing. The four men are Biff Elliott, Ralph Meeker, Robert Bray, and Mickey Spillane. What was it that they all did? What was it that they did which was the same? Biff Elliott, Ralph Meeker, Robert Bray, and Mickey Spillane. They all did the same thing. What was it? 606-422. Let's go down to the seaside with Nat King Cole.
The sand and the sea, there's a hope in my heart that you'll soon be with me. There's a prayer that I share with the sand and the sea, and it cries, come to me, come to me. As my eyes search the skies from the edge of the shore, you are here in my arms for a moment or more. Then a tear rushes down to the sand and the sea, and it cries, come to me, come to me. But as long as there's sand, as long as there's there's time, I'll wait hopefully. As long as there's heaven up above.
to me. But as long as there's sand, as long as there's sea, as long as there's time, I'll wait, hopefully, as long as there's heaven up above. Let the sand and the sea bring my love to me.
One of our competition entering ladies, I phrased that right, yesterday said, keep on playing the Nat King Cole's, even if I don't get the answer right, keep on playing the Nat King Cole's.
We will. We won't run out of those for a long time.
Okay, right, we do have a caller on line
yes,
two.
Well, hold on just a minute, because tell you, the phone has been hopping. We've had all sorts of answers, all wrong so far. Did they all write crime thrillers? No, Mickey Spillan did, of course, the others didn't. Were they all writers? No, they weren't. Did they all smoke cigarettes left-handed? No. And we have somebody on now who's going to have a go as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. May I have your name?
Paddy Fitzpatrick.
Paddy Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
And what area are you calling from, Paddy?
I'm from Inchicore.
Inchicore. Are you at work or at home?
Working at the moment.
Working at the moment. Right. Okay. Who do you think, or what do you think the answer is?
Well, they all played Mickey Spillane's hero, Mike Hammer, in films.
Just can't stump the public. Absolutely right. Absolutely correct. Biff Elliott played it in 1953 in Eye of the Jury, Ralph Meeker in Kiss Me Deadly in 55, Robert Bray in My Gun Is Quick in 57, and Mickey himself played it in The Girl Hunters in 1963. And I know that for a fact because I had a very small part in the film and I met Mickey on the film. He actually played his own hero. He was the worst of the four. did you see any of the films?
Yes, I saw three of them that you've mentioned, and yeah. I agree. Mickey was not really an actor.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't indeed. Okay, congratulations to you, Paddy. And if you'll stay on the line, I'll get your exact address so I can send you out the voucher.
Thank you.
Okay, do you want to say hello to anybody before you go?
Oh, just to the boss, who's currently on holiday in a well-known holiday camp down in County Meath, if he's listening.
Oh, I wonder what that could be. I'm sure he's listening. Everybody listens down in the holiday camps to Magic.
Okay,
fine. Stay on the line, Paddy, and thanks again.
There is another caller on the line who, and I must tell you, she's gone. Yeah, I was going to say, she just too late, or he was just too late, and might have wanted a dedication anyway. But there, Paddy got that right. Oh, you amaze me, Bob. You really do. I wish I'd have thought of that. I thought of all sorts of obscure answers to it. See, Bob doesn't tell me the answer to the competition question.
I could have made it very easy, of course, and added Stacey Keach into it, into the
that
question.
That would have been easy.
It would have given it away. Of course, he didn't really play for the cinema. He played it only for television. The others did. They were all cinema films, yeah.
Mm.
Okay,
right, back to the music.
Thank you. said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
Sausages ready yet? That's the trouble with long tracks, trying to squeeze 6 minutes and 10 seconds onto a 7-inch single, and the tracks are very close together. They get scratched very easily. Shame. Yeah. Eagles 76 and Hotel California.
Congratulations once again to Patty Fitzpatrick for getting that one, a somewhat obscure one. Certainly two of the actors, one you wouldn't class as an actor, that was Mickey Spillane himself, but two of the actors, Biff Elliott and Robert Bray, totally obscure, never been heard from before or since. Ralph Meeker, of course, a very fine actor who is still working in films today. Mickey himself chose the actors. He was always very particular about who played Mike Hammer, and he had very much input into the films. Extraordinary man, as I said. I met him when I played a small part in The Girl Hunters. Very, very gentle man. Real these and those guys. He wrote these books in the late 40s and early 50s, which were way ahead of their time as far as sex and violence were concerned. They were banned by all sorts of groups, and they were full of sex and violence, and yet very moral books. Mickey himself stopped writing them after about 1956, 57, because he became a Jehovah's Witnesses, and he found that he couldn't marry up the religion that he had taken on, being a Jehovah's Witness, with writing books about sex and violence. But he still oversaw the films, and he decided, having picked three actors who he didn't consider did a good job with Mike Hammer, and he always sort of regarded himself in the early days as Mike Hammer. He wrote very much himself. He always imagined himself as Mike Hammer. He decided that nobody could play it better than he could. Unfortunately, he was a bit wrong. And of the four, I think Ralph Meeker probably did the best job. That was Mickey Spillane, extraordinary man. And so, as I say, once again, congratulations to Patty for getting the right answer on that. Right, let's go straight into the racing. First of all, on our competition, which is jointly sponsored by Nova and the Phoenix Park and Magic 103, organized originally by Magic 103. You will recall we had Jonathan Irwin of the Phoenix Park on talking about the Champion Stakes, among other things. Sunday, September the 8th, Champion Stakes Day, and two lucky people, a gent and his lady, or a lady and her man, will be king and queen for the day in the Sport of Kings. We've already said that they're going to have box seats for two with limousine transport to and from the park. They're going to have a slap-up champagne and seafood lunch, and the lady is going to get £500 worth of Patrick Howard clothes. And today, we're adding to the package a pair of racing binoculars for the man. And they ain't cheap either. So the prize really building up. The competition starts in earnest. The clues begin to go out next Tuesday. So listen out Tuesday morning. Each Tuesday and Friday, I'll be giving one clue a week for 5 weeks and explain all about the competition then. Now, on current racing, we had a winner yesterday, Kozdar, winning for Major Dick Hearn and Willie Carson, as expected, at 13-8. So, a winner finally for the week. Racing today in Ireland is Killarney once again, the third day of the Killarney meeting, and across the water at Newmarket, Catterick, and Hamilton tonight. We got a Newmarket for today's Magic Mount in the 410. Michael Stout's good handicapper, Aginata. Stout feels he has a potential group horse with Aginata, but certainly he's well handicapped at the moment. Won a good race recently and ran quite well in the Jersey Stakes at Ascot. Ridden by young Walter Swinburne, 4-10 at Newmarket. Today's magic mount, Aginata.
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 Mm, nice name. Excuse me. I was just listening to you there about the the limousine transport for the winners there. Does this mean we're going to get a paint job on my Datsun 100A at last? <isn't it? laughs>
You may well laugh.
Right, here's Chaz and Dave's first ever record.
Well, when I was just a nibber, about the age of 7, my old father, he brings me home a present. He gets it out of the box, and he says to me, here. Mother says, what's that, a banjo? He said, no, it's a guitar. Just how you held it, I weren't none too sure. I'd only ever seen one on the telly once before. This big, long, skinny handle with a lump stuck on the bottom. First, I didn't like it. I thought it was rotten. But I didn't want the old man to think he'd bought me one for nothing. So I taught myself to tune it up. And I just carries on a strumming. Well then, for 2 or 3 weeks, I sort of sat around and funked it. But my family never liked it. But I says, you'll have to lump it. I used to spend all night long, I did, just banging out some tune. Till one of them would say to me, take it in the other room. Then my old brother, he'd say, I wish you'd shut your noise. But then again, see, he never was one of the boys. Cause all he liked was modern jazz and all that old rollocks. He said, that was your plans, just a load of butt. I said to him, I said, if you think I'm stopping there, I said, you've got another thing coming. I just cocked the deaf and carried on strumming.
I don't care what other people say, I just carry on strumming.
Well, then all the kids at school, you know, they used to G me up. They shout out, Woodbury Elvis! Give us all shook up, see, but I didn't take no notice of it. I says, you can take the mick, because I was music farming, and me skin was thick. Anyway, I think they were jealous, just between me and you, because I'd got this little band, you see, used to earn myself a bob or two. But all they ever thought about was different kinds of sports. For me, I weren't athletic, I never was that sort. I thought myself, yeah, you can keep your football, and your cricket, and your running, to you lot, and I just carried on strumming. Well, in the end, I took my songs up to this big recording boss. He says, let's record that strumming song, don't matter what it costs. He said, I'll get this drummer down. He and I'm a rocker. Said he comes from Brixton. Black Snoopy's knocked up. I said, look, I don't care if he's sky blue, pink, from Bangkok or Barney. If he can play them drums, he can only help me, can't it? Well, we finally released it. Do you know that record was a hit? And I was as happy as a pig in Schlitten. I'll tell you something, shall I? Everyone said what sold it was a drumming. But I ain't so sure, you know. I think what sold that record was my old strumming. Hark at that.
That was their first hit, Chaz and Dave, with a little Mickey Burt on the drums there. They're a trio, Chaz and Dave. Odd, isn't it? 4 minutes to 11, the news is next, but not until we've played you the title track from the Beatles' 67 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and a little bit of Ringo Starr after it with the help from his friends.
would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing.
Megahertz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico. The second black box recording flight details of the crashed Air India jumbo jet has been recovered off the coast of County Kerry. The box was recovered by a Scarab submersible craft. Meanwhile, the voice recorder is on the French search vessel Léon Thévenin and is due to be handed over to Air India officials in Cork. It will then almost certainly be transferred to Delhi for detailed examination. Britain is a major culprit in helping to breach the United Nations arms embargo against South Africa, a memorandum prepared by the anti-apartheid movement said today. The memorandum, How Britain Arms Apartheid, urges a series of measures to close loopholes which enable South Africa to continue its arms build-up. In New Delhi, terrorists burst into the home of a police official in Punjab State, shot dead a police guard and injured a civilian, according to the United News of India. UNI said the killing occurred in Jandiala town, 15 miles from the Sikh holy city of Amritsar. The House of Representatives in Washington has voted to repeal a ban on United States military aid to guerrillas contesting for power with the Marxist government of Angola. The move, which follows a similar decision by the Senate last month, followed a debate in which supporters said repeal of the so-called Clark Amendment of 1975 was essential to give President Reagan flexibility in the struggle to bring about a peaceful solution to the problems of Southern Africa. But opponents said the decision would place the United States in league with the government of South Africa and apartheid. The main news from Britain, police were continuing investigations into the murder of an 8-month-old boy on Tyneside. Stephen Butler was found dying on the pavement 40 feet below a concrete walkway outside his parents' home in a maisonette block in Morrison Court, Hepburn, yesterday. An hour earlier, his mother, Lorraine Butler, age 22, had placed him in his pram outside the front door on the walkway, which leads to a rubbish chute access below which he was found. She was alone in the maisonette when a neighbor found Stephen on the pavement. He died in an ambulance on the way to hospital. The weather prospects for the Bay Area, cloudy and windy with outbreaks of rain. 17 degrees the high, the wind southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5, increasing to force 6 or 7, and occasionally gale force 8 on exposed coasts. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, cloudy with a few bright intervals and light scattered showers, 19 degrees the high, wind southwesterly, light to moderate, force 2 to 4, becoming fresh and increasing to force 5. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News. Next news in an hour.
Magic 103, Dublin's premier station for easy listening, news and views, is delighted to announce the launch of Time Slot, a totally new concept in radio advertising, offering a customer service never before envisaged. For further information on Time Slot and Magic 103's complete range of advertising services, phone Frank Kinsella now on Dublin 606-422. That's 606-422. Or write to Magic 103 at 144 Upper Leeson Street, Dublin 4. Magic 103. 103, Dublin's newest and most versatile advertising medium.
It's Mid-Morning Magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
The music
It's summertime.
I'm going to do a bit of anoraking now. In October of 1972, I was in Holland, standing on the end of Scheveningen Pier near Den Haag, and listening to three different watery wireless stations that were sort of parked off the end of the pier there in the North Sea. There was Caroline, there was Veronica, and there was Radio Noordzee as well. And all three of them were simultaneously playing that record. I was amazed. I was so amazed that I went into the nearest record shop and bought it, and I've had that one ever since. Hobby Horse and Summertime, featuring Tony Visconti and Mary Hopkin, and another young lady as well, whose name I'm ever so sorry that I do not know. If you know, let me know. 606-422 is the number. recorded in 1934, sung by Dan Donovan. No, I beg your pardon, it wasn't. It was Jack Plant with Scott Wood and his orchestra. I Only Have Eyes for You.
Right, and I Only Have Nostalgia, since we're in a nostalgia mood. And for the next few weeks, our nostalgia spot coming from the 50s and the 60s. A very nice album that I picked up yesterday called Memories of Are Made of This, featuring a lot of the artists of the 50s and 60s, some who had been going since the 30s and 40s, like Bing Crosby. We'll begin this morning with a singer I remember very well, but I never knew that much about, and that's Michael Holliday. You know a bit about Michael Holliday.
I can remember that he was very small. No television makes you look a lot larger than life, but he was a very small man, always wore big lifts on his shoes, the equivalent of Cuban heel boots. And he also had the very early version of contact lenses in.
Really?
And this upset the old black and white TV cameras that they had on the BBC at the time.
He was sort of the, I suppose what you might call the Jim Reeves of Britain, singing that type of
crooner.
A real crooner. Who died very tragically, something like 20 years ago at a very young age.
It must be that long ago now, yeah.
Yep. So this is, from 1958, a Burt Bacharach, Hal David song, The Story of My Life, Michael Holliday.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I'd like the world to know the story of my life. The moment when your lips met mine, and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow and our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, and later on the joy of making up, ever, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to thank you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. Bum, bum, bum. The sorrow and our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, bum, bum, bum. And later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. Bum, bum, bum. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to thank you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end, and start and end, and start and end with you.
That double album, of course, very cleverly reprocessed into stereo. A nice one.
Yes, indeed. Right, here's a little story for you. There was a multiple collision on the Naysdale carriageway last night between a sewage lorry, a truck containing 200 gallons of sour milk, a van loaded with garlic plants, and three tomcats. Gardaí have appealed to witnesses not to come forward.
You just a couple of days ago. I only met you and I want your loving soul. Ginny come lately, sweet, sweet as can be. You may have come lately, but Ginny come lately. Sunlight in you. just a couple of days ago. And oh, my love for you has no more room to grow. Jimmy, come lately, my dream come true.
Brian Hyland from 1962. Wow. Oh, we're digging them up this morning, but we are dusting them off. It's 16 minutes past 11. It's Magic 103. Ginny come lately there. Sound effects of thunderstorms and rain. Oh, no. We don't want that today. Here's Eruption.
I can't stand the rain.
Called Eruption from 1978, and I can't stand the rain. Nor can you, Bob?
I can't stand the rain, no. I'd prefer not to have it, shall we say.
Right.
What was I going to say? Nothing.
You weren't going to say anything. I will then. Anyone who remembers the original version of this by the Browns in 1957, it was in the charts for about 9 or 10 weeks, you'll probably hate this version, but if you have an open mind, it's quite cute, really.
Among the pine trees have fallen, and there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. So his parents took him to the chapel, when he was only 1 day old. And the priest blessed the little fellow, welcome Jimmy to the fold. Oh,
the chapel bells will ring. The little valley town, and the song that they were singing was the little Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation played the diamond from above. He was not into temptation, was his hour of meditation.
There's a village deep in the valley, beneath the mountains, high above. And there, 20 years later, Jimmy was to meet his love. Many friends were gathered in the chapel, and many tears of joy were shed. In June on a Sunday morning, when Jimmy and his bride were wed,
all the chapel bells were ringing. It was a great day in his bride, because the song that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. And the little congregation played the guidance from above. Temptation,
praise
the Lord, this celebration, may their
minds
be filled with love.
From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul in its way to heaven, Jimmy Brown had passed away. Silent people gathered in the chapel to say farewell to their old friend. Like a flower, blossoming until the end.
Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little town.
The music of your life and the songs you grew up with, brought up today just a little bit there. Roland DeVille and his orchestra recorded that in 79.
Were they electronic voices?
I think so, yeah. Mm. Some kind of processing put on that voice, yeah.
Yeah, singers will be replaced one day, you know, by robots and things.
In our case, it's probably a good job.
So will we, but it shouldn't make any difference. Hey, I finally figured out a way to estimate my monthly expenses. Do you have that problem trying to figure out what's, you know, your monthly expenses?
No problem at all.
Well, I finally figured out a way to estimate them. Just take my income and double it.
It's always the way, isn't it? If we work for free, it'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it? And curing the Walker Brothers, we make it easy for ourselves.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do, don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. 'Cause breaking up is so very hard to do. can't compare to his grave. No words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling.
In 3 minutes' time, the latest news with Bob Gallico. But to take us there, a bit more dance band music from Magic 103.
Nevertheless, it's long. Don't tell me the pickles and pile of mold, they serve me, unnerved me, and made my heart a broken down pump. It's got to be long. It is the morning after that makes every rafter go spinning around the ball. I'm sure that it's fatal, or why do I get that sinking feeling? I think that I'm dead, but nevertheless it's only love.
Roy Fox and his orchestra with a little bit of a vocal from Mary Lee in 1936. It's Got to Be Love. It's 11:30 and Bob has the latest news.
Thank you, Peter. The flight data recorder, the second black box on the crashed Air India jumbo jet, was recovered today from more than 6,000 feet down in the Atlantic. It was found by the same robot submarine which yesterday recovered the aircraft's cockpit voice recorder. Both devices were taken on board the French-owned vessel Léon Thévenin, which is expected to arrive at Cork this afternoon. Britain's accident investigation branch has offered Indian officials the use of facilities at the Royal Aircraft Establishment at Farnborough in Hampshire to decode the machines. The remarkable recovery operation carried out by the mini-submarine more than a mile below the surface could provide the best clues yet to what caused the crash in which 329 people died. The flight data recorder contains details of the aircraft's flight, such as its height and speed. The cockpit voice recorder continuously tapes the previous 30 minutes of all conversation and sounds on the flight deck. Every detail on the tapes needs to be expertly studied, with different sounds and readings isolated to try to show what went wrong with the flight from Canada. In a statement issued today, the Dublin Central constituency of the Labour Party condemned the expulsion of the Dunn Stores workers from South Africa, adding that it was an insult to the Irish people and to the government. It was at a meeting of the Labour constituency in June that the Minister for Labour, Mr. Rory Quinn, agreed to proposals regarding the importation of South African goods. The weather prospects for the Dublin city area, cloudy and windy with outbreaks of rain, 17 degrees Celsius the high, wind southwesterly, fresh to strong force 5, increasing to force 6 or 7, and occasionally gale force 8.
Magic is the music, Magic 103.
Must say a quick good morning to Tony at Tony's News Agency in the North Strand. Thank you for your telephone call. He's asked for MacArthur Park, which I don't happen to have with me today. But as always, if there's a particular record you'd like to hear, give us a ring on 606 422 and I'll do my best to bring it in from home for you tomorrow. Because I've got more records at home than Soft Mick. Really, it's ridiculous. Far too many. I shall throw a few out. But not MacArthur Park. Play it for you tomorrow, Tony, and thank you again for your call.